This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I do kind of love that you only half read the ketchup shortage story and went out and hoarded it.
I like freaked out. What? I actually got a cart.
What did you do?
Like a hand basket
I
would get.
God.
I got the wheelie cart.
And what is, so meat's supposed to go away too? Which kind of meat?
Mostly beef, I guess. And because of the new faux meat that's coming around, Biden's administration wants to push everybody towards that. Plus, there's something else going on with meat. And so,
you just went out and bought what?
Hamburger, pork loins, steaks, pork chops.
So, you just filled your freezer with...
yeah. My freezer's never been this full.
They're not going to taste good by the time you get
That's
to
my
them.
Thing. Frozen meat, I don't like
it
frozen meat.
It gets watered down and it doesn't taste
good. Because the water like comes out of it and then it's got that frozen. And then when you thaw it, it never goes back in.
You're right.
So then it's like.
Yeah. So I went with a lot of pork loins because you can slow cook those. But you're right, hamburger, I don't. Frozen.
That's, yeah.
But I bought the pre-made patties that they make for you so you don't have to.
And how much ketchup did you buy? God, your hesitation to answer, it's ketchup packets.
I know. Now. But don't they fill them using the bottles?
No, there's not some dude at McDonald's going, fill up another 100 packets with a squeezy bottle of Heinz. What?
I thought I was ahead of the game on that one. And I don't even
So you just saw it, like you got a text or something, like a headline hit your phone.
Yeah, I was reading
something. And
then you
rushed to the store.
Yeah. They didn't include packets. They just said
it was
ketchup
packets. It literally says it's just the little, and I don't know, is it just the ones that look like soy sauce or is it the ones, because I got to just, can we?
Oh, the bottle?
You know what I'm saying? That kind of
squirty kind?
The Chick-fil-A one is, it's like a little bottle. It's like.
Yeah, and you rip off the.
You can rip it so it's like a dipping sauce.
The top is hard to rip, though.
If you want to do the squirt?
Yeah, when you want to do one style, it's hard to get off.
Quit trying to sell us on the box.
Steve got spots on it.
They're really hard, guys.
You're going to want a bottle. You think you don't now.
Yeah. But. No,
those are cool.
They're so
they're hard. Yeah. Sometimes.
So I guess I've never done the other side.
The dipper or the
Yeah,
squirt.
I do the dipper side. So like when I'm a Chick-fil-A, I'm like, quick, because I open a buffalo and a barbecue because I kind of like a hot, spicy barbecue on my chicken nuggets. Chicken, whatever they call them. Chicken nuggets?
Tenders?
You'll mix them?
I don't know. I don't go there.
Oh, yeah. You got to go both. So a little bit of barbecue and then it depends on who you're eating with because some people don't want the barbecue in the hot or the hot in the barbecue. So you have to like figure out which one.
Yeah, ranch.
I'm glad you brought up Chick-fil-A because I have a question about it. I went there last night.
Okay.
And... I picked my mom up from the airport and she's like, I want to try the nuggets. I've never had them before. She's like, what's the smallest nugget? So I asked Lee, what's the smallest nugget you have? She says, well, technically we do a one nugget.
Wait, what?
That's what they said. We do a one nugget. She said, or four. And I said, well, we'll take the four. We'll splurge. But
why would you only buy four? You know, they're going to be good. Why would anyone dip their toe in that water?
They charge you for the one?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. Has anyone else heard of just the one?
I want to know what kind of container they put it in.
Yeah, or they just huck it into your mouth.
I don't know. Was the lady just messing with me?
A toothpick,
we do a one.
I'm going to say this. Chick-fil-A, they don't mess around. That had to be serious because it's their pleasure. They would never. She wasn't joking. I need to know what a one nugget costs.
I don't know. Is it like one of those secret menu things, like a puppuccino or a whatever else. Like, you can get just one nugget.
Can I? Okay. Now, this is just stream of consciousness. Starbucks, puppuccino's not a secret. Put it on your app. It's starting to really make me mad. Because I don't want to go through the line, and I don't want to go in, but I can't get Moxie a puppuccino unless I do one of those two things. I order my stuff, I walk in, it's already ready, and then it's like, you know, and then I have to stand there and wait.
That is
just put it on the app. Everybody knows it exists.
Can't you write a little note?
They don't have it anywhere to like say, I want a puppuccino.
Lame.
And I don't have time. Like, the Commerce City stupid Starbucks, people are just dumb in the line. It takes, like, forever. And then somebody tries to start the pay it forward crap, and I'm like,
knock it off. Just stop.
Anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of your one nugget thing. How did she like the nuggets?
She loved them.
Okay.
Extra crispy.
You have to ask for extra crispy. Mm-hmm.
That's a good nugget.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Now, what you have to do is go there before 10:30 in the morning and get the breakfast bites.
Ooh.
What's going on with those? What's in there?
It's one of their chicken nuggets inside a tiny little biscuit that's not really cooked all the way, so it's kind of doughy.
It's not dry.
And like a tiny little bit of honey on it. Mm. So you're like, I don't do the sweet and savory, but it is.
It sounds pretty good.
And they come in like 4, 8, 300, buy the biggest quantity you can get because you just start horking them down and you can't get them in your head fast enough.
What are they called?
Breakfast bites, I think.
That's good stuff.
Maybe they come in a one, too.
If they come in a one, don't buy it because you want 100. Oh, my God, they're so good. And get the little ketchup thingy. Or just stop by Steve's
house. Throwing them all away.
How many did you buy for real?
I started with like 4.
You know that crap expires.
It does. People forget those kind
it
of
things. It does. It totally expires.
The mustard expires.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it. Thought it was way ahead of you guys.
Oh, man.
I'd be selling it out of the trunk of my car.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
Hey, man, you need ketchup?
You could sit out in front of a McDonald's and like when they run out.
Oh, you're right. All right, we're back.
And just sell some squirts.
Who's the smart guy now?
50 cents a squirt.
And you can use one of the old, like, since we're not using the hand sanitizer stations anymore. You could set it up one of those. People could just put their nuggets underneath it and go, and just out comes a little squirt.
Who was the smart guy? All right. Yeah. I'm back in business.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.